Pluriversi Radio, podcasting dall'Università di Bergamo. Marco Lazzari, Scuola Interuniversitaria Lombarda di Specializzazione per l'Insegnamento Secondario, 20 novembre 2007. Per la serie di registrazioni del corso di Tecnologie dell'Educazione, oggi abbiamo una intervista impossibile a Jane Austen, preparata da Elisa Richetti e Gilda Sertori. La registrazione è pensata per studenti del quarto anno di un istituto magistrale. Buon ascolto.
Testo podcast. Argomento: intervista a Jane Austen. Destinatari: alunne, classe quarta magistrale. Autrici podcast e voci narranti: Sertori Gilda e Richetti Elisa. Introduzione. Care ragazze, durante le ultime ore di lezione di letteratura inglese, alcune di voi, in realtà la maggior parte, si sono lamentate del fatto che nel programma finora svolto abbiamo studiato principalmente autori maschili. Essendo la vostra classe di sole donne, mi avete fatto capire in modo abbastanza esplicito che la cosa non vi sembrava giusta, che vi sarebbe interessato e piaciuto affrontare lo studio di un esponente femminile della letteratura inglese. Poiché sono una brava insegnante, attenta ai bisogni delle mie allieve predilette, e anche per creare un diversivo alla solita lezione di letteratura, ho preparato per voi un'intervista immaginaria a una delle autrici inglesi più famose, Jane Austen. Ho registrato questa intervista in formato podcast, con l'aiuto prezioso di una mia collega, la professoressa Richetti Elisa. Questa registrazione sarà sempre a vostra disposizione sul sito della scuola, nella sezione podcasting. Essa costituisce un modo diverso di introdurre un argomento nuovo, quale appunto la figura della scrittrice Jane Austen, che, come abbiamo già visto, è un eminente rappresentante del periodo romantico della letteratura inglese. Vi auguro un buon ascolto.
Good morning, Miss Austen.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Jane. I've no second name. And my surname, you already know, is Austen.
When and where were you born?
I was born on 16 December 1775 in the little village of Stevenson in Hampshire.
Had you got any brothers or any sisters?
Yes, I had got. I was the seventh child among eight. We were three brothers and four sisters.
Who was your favorite brother or sister?
My favorite sister was Cassandra, who was elder than me.
What did your parents do?
My father was a country clergyman. My mother was what you today call a housewife.
Did you attend any school?
Yes. First, I was educated in Oxford by Miss Cowley, then in Reading at the Abbey School. Later, I continued my education at home. My brothers, my sisters, and I were favored by our father's erudition and by our mother's passion for writing stories and verses. Everybody at my home was interested in reading and writing. It was a sort of family activity.
What did you read?
I read everything I could. I even read contemporary novels, for example, by Richardson, by Fielding, and also the so-called Gothic novelists. I liked Miss Anne Radcliffe very, very much.
Where did you spend most of your life?
I spent most of my life in the country.
Did you travel?
Yes, a little. I visited and I stayed some months in Bath, London, Southampton, and Winchestershire.
What kind of characters can we find in your novels?
In my novel, I wrote about my family, my country neighbors. But in general, the characters of my novels recall all the real people I met during my life, as well as the setting of the scenes recall all the places I visited.
Which was your first written work?
My first written work? Let me think. I wrote my first written work when I was 12, but it wasn't published.
Excuse me? How old were you?
I was 12. I wrote some writings containing verses, plays, and short novels in which I parodied the existing literary forms of my days.
What did you do between 1793 and 1794?
In that period, I worked to a complete short epistolary novel entitled Lady Susanna.
What was it about?
It was the story of a young intellectual woman who cannot find any place in her society, being too involved in her masculine studies.
Some literary critics believe that the character of Susanna reflects your difficulties in living your womanly life because of your devotion to erudition. Is it true?
Yes, it is true. You know, in my time, men didn't really like educated women. Women who liked reading, writing and traveling. Men preferred those women who were devoted to their home, to their husband and to their children. Men liked submissive women.
Why do you think it was like that?
In my opinion, in my time, men were afraid of educated women because they had and they expressed their own personal opinions and thoughts, and they were not easily controlled by men.
Was it easy to be a woman?
No, it was not easy, because you couldn't choose what to do in your life. The most important project for a girl was to get married, to be a wife and a mother. Those women who didn't agree with this system, those women who tried to have a different life, were misjudged and isolated from social life.
What did writing represent for you?
Writing. Writing was everything for me. Writing was my opportunity to be free, to express myself, my opinions, my feelings, my culture, my intelligence and my criticisms against the social system and some of its customs.
Which are your most famous works?
My most famous works are my novels, in particular 6 of them dealing with love, marriage, my own personal love experience and the relationship between men and women.
Can you remind us of their titles?
Yes, of course. Sense and Sensibility, which was published in 1811. Pride and Prejudice, which was published in 1813. Northanger Abbey, which was published posthumous in 1818. Mansfield Park, which was published in 1814. Emma, which was published in 1816. And Persuasion, published posthumous in 1818.
Were you famous among your contemporaries?
Yes. I was widely successful and widely read. Also, the Prince Regent, who was to become George IV, repeatedly read my novel with pleasure. He had a copy of each novel in his different royal residences. I was famous as today's are famous J.K. Rowling or Ian McEwan, for example.
Which of the novels you wrote is your favorite?
I like them all, of course, but my favorite is Pride and Prejudice.
In our times, some of your novels have become movies. Which is the best, in your opinion?
The best, or better, my favorite movie is Sense and Sensibility, shot in 1995, because there are my favorite actors in it, Emma Thompson, Kate Winslet, and above all, Hugh Grant.
Now, for my students' curiosity, can I ask you some more personal questions, please?
Yes, you can.
What was your favorite food?
My favorite food was apple pie.
And what was your favorite drink?
My favorite drink was black tea.
Did you play any musical instrument?
Yes, I could play the piano enough well.
Had you got any pets?
Yes, I had 3 dogs and 2 cats.
What time did you get up in the morning?
I got up very early, at 6 o'clock a.m.
What did you have for breakfast?
For breakfast I had a cup of hot black tea and some bread with butter and jam.
What did you usually do during the day?
I read, I wrote letters, I corrected my novels, I had long walks, I played the piano, I spoke and I spent time with my family.
What was your favorite color?
My favorite color was light blue.
Which of your time's clothes didn't you like at all?
I really hated the corsets that we were obliged to wear.
Which of today's clothes would you like to wear?
I would really like to wear a pair of blue jeans.
And which job would you have done?
I would have loved to become a teacher.
Thank you very much, Miss Austin. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.